Shed hunting is a popular activity and exciting remedy for cabin fever. Armed with nothing more than a good set of eyes, looking for a deer or elk's shed antlers in late winter and early spring is a highly accessible hobby for those squirming like bird dogs for the next outdoor adventure. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I talked with fish and game official Connor Thies.
It's starting to become that time of year, but it's also important to know that this time of year is kind of that cusp between the wintering cycle. Basically, if it feels like it's too early to go out, it probably is. One rule of thumb is typically I glass from the parking lot and see if there's any wildlife. But kind of the main point is steer clear of wildlife this time of year. If you are going out with intention of shed hunting, it's kind of a critical point in the year, in the late winter, for deer and elk. Shed hunting is a really fun sport. It's easy to get into, but even though there's no open and season closing dates, there's no bag limits, you still have a responsibility if you are going out and shed hunting, especially during this crucial time of year. People typically think that the early part of the winter, December, January, is what kills deer. And typically that's more this time of year that we're in, this late winter critical time. And, you know, people are starting to get a little stir crazy, wanting to get outdoors, even just people who are just hiking, not necessarily with the intention of looking for sheds, but people who start getting outdoors and start getting up into the hills and the mountains this time of year, bumping those deer and those elk, deplenish their winter stores, their energy stores, and can have some harmful effects.
Great information. Thanks, Connor. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.